What if it rained food? What if Earth was a cube? What if we had nine lives? What if bits could fly? It's absurd. If money grew on trees, if we didn't have these, if we walked through life slightly magnetical, it's absurd. Absurd hypotheticals.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Absurd Hypotheticals, the show where we overthink dumb questions so you don't have to. I'm your host, Marcus Lehner, and I'm joined here today by Chris Yee and Ben Storms. Say hi, guys.
Hey, I'm Chris.
Hey, I'm Ben.
And I just got back from Spain and Portugal.
Whoa!
Yeah, big trip. Big trip.
How was it?
It was good. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, give me five fun Spain facts in fun order, please.
No. Instead, I'm going to talk about my hotel experience because I went to like four different cities, Barcelona, Madrid, Seville, and Lisbon in Portugal. So we had like four different hotels, and the shower situation got like more interesting throughout the trip progressively.
The growing shower situation.
Yeah. So the first city was Barcelona, and it was basically just a normal shower. Like, they had glass doors, which is like a little fancier, I guess. It makes me feel fancy whenever I have glass doors in a shower.
Oh yeah, like it's even like my grandparents' house has like a glass shower, just like in their regular bathroom.
Yeah,
but you're in there and you're just like, it feels so open. I'm like free as a bird.
I don't know what it is. It's just way fancier than a shower curtain.
I have a glass shower. I feel very privileged right now.
Isn't your bathroom also tiny though?
No, it's a decent size. It's bigger than yours. Motherfucker. No.
Well, my bathroom has like, it's like very much like the apartment tub with like the shower curtain that like encroaches on your foot space. So
no, it's a relatively small bathroom, but and it's like, it's not like a one of the, you know, like a swinging glass door one. It's like the slidey one, but it is a glass door.
The slidey one isn't as good as the swinging one.
It's not as good, but better than a curtain. Anyway, continue.
Anyway, the next city was Madrid, and the shower in this one, it was almost normal. It was like, so most showers have like a door or a shower curtain. This one had like half a pane of glass, but then the other, like the outer half was just wide open and there was like no way to close it.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if this is like a European thing, but this was actually in all of the hotels. But this particular one was a standing shower. So there was no like tub to catch the water. It was just like open to splashage.
Splashing is the actual word, but splashage works.
So yeah, like the entire floor of the bathroom just got like completely wet.
Normally when you do that you have like a slope or something, but maybe they just forgot that step.
I mean, there was like a little lip, like maybe an inch tall lip.
But not enough of a lip, clearly.
Right. Because like water hits the ground, it splashes higher than an inch.
Mm-hmm. You get some splashage. Yeah.
Splashage.
It's splashage, people. Please.
Yeah, you're in Europe, so it's splashage.
Fine podcast.
So anyway, that was the main quirk of that bathroom. And then the next city was Seville. And this also had the, well, first of all, the bathroom didn't have like a normal door. The door to the bathroom was like a swinging glass door, but it didn't have a latch, like a closing mechanism. So it was just like free to swing.
Okay. Also, it was a glass door.
It was a frosted glass door, so you can't see through it, but
like a saloon door, but only one of them? Is that what, that's what I'm seeing in my mind.
Kind of, but it doesn't naturally go back to the closed position.
I see. So worse, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you kind of, like, if you want to close the door, you have to, like, balance it and make sure it stays.
Oh my god.
So that was one thing with that bathroom.
Was the toilet in reach of keeping the door closed?
This is important. No. Okay.
Oh no, that's way worse.
There was like a little bit of resistance in the closed position, but not a lot. So like if you get it there, then it'll stay. But you can't just like push it there. If you push it, it'll swing like completely open the other way.
Right.
Yeah, it's less of a problem if like while you're sitting on the toilet, you have the opportunity to prevent someone from coming in by like sticking your arm out. But if you're too far away, that is a stressful poop.
Well, I mean, presumably whoever you're staying in the room with knows you're in the bathroom. It's not a public bathroom.
Well, either way, it's like even family, it's like you don't want them to walk in on you while you're pooping, which is going to stress you out and tense you out, which means it's going to take you longer to poop. And then you're going to start thinking, shoot, I've been pooping for a long time. I hope they don't get worried about me and try to come in and check on me.
Yeah.
If something does happen to you, though, it's very easy for them to get in, which is nice.
That is true. You can't lock yourself in.
Right. You will not be in any real danger, but I could imagine, like, psyching myself out into a situation where I can't poop because I'm too nervous about people thinking I'm taking too long to poop.
Oh, yeah. Story of my life. No, I get it.
Yeah. But the door wasn't really the main thing of this bathroom. The main thing was, well, so it also had that half pane of glass thing and then the wide open shower thing. But it was in a tub, so there was no splashage.
You mean there was splashage?
Well, there was splashage, but it was contained splashage.
Mm-hmm.
But the shower head, like, the way that it was mounted, it was, like, loose and it was off balance. It would, like, naturally turn out of the tub. And there is no shower curtain and there or like door or anything, so like you had to hold it there, and if you didn't hold it there, then it would just turn out of the tub and spray all over the bathroom.
Did you try rotating the shower head 180 degrees maybe?
There you was can't do doable? It was like against the wall, so you can't really do that. Like you're clearly supposed to be able to tighten it, but something was wrong with the tightener thing, so you couldn't do that. So that was that bathroom. That was probably the worst bathroom of them all.
Oh, you're supposed to get it's supposed to get worse and worse and worse and worse, Chris. Well, that's how these things
we'll
go.
See. So the next city was Lisbon, and I was actually hoping that I was like, there's no way it could get worse. And we were on like a guided tour, and the tour guide was actually like, this last hotel is a 5-star hotel. It's like luxury accommodations. So I'm like, okay, maybe this will be better. And it was way better. it also had the half pane of glass. But it was in a tub, and it didn't have the swinging shower head. So there's no splashage, there's no spraying. It had a normal, well, it had sort of a kind of normal door, but it had a door that stayed closed. Is the important part.
My favorite function of doors is that they stay closed. Actually,
yeah,
yeah.
Primarily bathroom doors.
Mm-hmm.
Other doors I'm less picky about, but bathroom doors really should just be all the way closed all the time. Mm-hmm. Except for those brief moments in which someone either enters or egresses.
The interesting thing about this bathroom, though, and I noticed it immediately when I walked into the hotel room. Normally, showers, they're like open on one side and they have a wall on the other side, right? So you can like step in on the open side and then there's just like a wall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually like a ceramic tile wall or something. This one, instead of a ceramic tile wall, it had a pane of glass that was just like a giant window. Looking into the bedroom.
Wait, what? Hold on, what?
So, yeah, if you're standing in the shower, you can look into the bedroom, and the people in the bedroom can look into the shower.
Was it frosted, at least, or...?
It was not frosted.
Oh. So you're just on display.
There was a curtain thing, like a blinds thing that you could lower down. So there's, like, two panes of glass, and there's, like, blinds in between the two panes of glass.
Okay.
That you could lower down, so they can't see you.
But you could reveal yourself.
Just tell me that it's only to, like, shoulder height, this window. Like, it's just
it's
a tall...
the entire it's... wall.
Wait, all the way...
From the ceiling to the floor.
It's all glass?
It's all glass.
So if you didn't have the curtain drawn, you just watch someone shower naked?
Yeah.
What in the fuck?
I took a picture of it. I might, like, post it to the Facebook group or something. It's really weird, though.
That is, I will agree with that. That is weird.
that is the worst. That is the most buck wild thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I know. It was really unexpected.
Who are you catering to with that? Like, the kinkiest 1%.
Yeah, I mean, it's only, it has to be a sex thing.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely
no
a sex thing.
There's no other explanation.
But it's not even a good, like, tease because it's not subtle enough. It's like, if it was like a small window, you could be like, oh, I forgot to draw the curtains, you know? And you gotta peek at me, but like if it's the whole wall, it's like you're just staring, you're just in the tub staring at your perspective.
And the wall that the shower head was on was like a full mirror, like a full body mirror, so you can like look at yourself while you're showering too.
That's also weird.
Yeah. And then like the toilet was in its own contained little room thing, and all the walls were mirrors.
That's so weird.
Like an infinity bathroom?
Pretty much.
Why?
I'm speechless.
Why is there so much, quote-unquote, I'm going to call it openness, but what I mean is horrible bathroom etiquette.
I don't know. I would like to say it's a European thing, but I don't think it is.
No, that's not a European thing. That's like a European thing, because I can see it through this glass wall into the bathroom.
But yeah, that was my trip.
Anything actually interesting? Did you do anything interesting besides go into bathrooms and shower?
We went sightseeing. We did normal stuff.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. Now that that's out of the way.
Yeah.
You will actually have to tell me about your trip at some point.
I will eventually.
When the time is right.
When the time is right.
After I've forgotten all of the important bits, you will get what's left of my shattered memory.
Let's not talk about important bits right now. That's kind of a suggestive turn of phrase.
I don't know, Ben. It seems like your mind is the one in the gutter. Speaking of gutters, it's time for our lightning round.
What?
There's no joke there.
Okay.
Just to be clear, you're not missing anything.
Cool.
So for those of you who don't know, or have not listened to a lightning round episode before, usually for our episodes, we research a question in depth, and we each have prepared answers for said question, and we go through those in detail. For our lightning round, we take all the little questions that we gather along the way, and we answer them in rapid-fire fashion, no preparation, right off the cuff, because obviously we are now experts at this. So without further ado, our very first lightning round question is, what if all sidewalks were treadmills or conveyor belts, whatever you want to call them? Like at the airport.
Yeah, like those airport sidewalk things.
So question. So on, you know, a street has two sides, and there's a sidewalk on each side. Is there one going each direction on both sides, or is like the right side going?
I would imagine that you have both directions on both sides.
I'd go either way. I'm not sure.
I can't decide. I think it's better if you do every, here's some city planning right here. If you do every block clockwise, if you stay on the south side of an east-west street, like going along the street, if you just cross one street, it's always going to be going in the same direction. If you have it going both ways, the corners are going to get kind of complicated because you're going to have an inner track and an outer track going in opposite directions. The people from the inner track are going to have to cross the outer track of people going now twice the speed, and the you know, going against them to try.
I don't
think
it'll
over.
Be that difficult to cross, though.
Well, I mean, I'm going to have to do it while I'm like looking at my phone because that's how I walk places.
So speaking of cities, crossing the street at like a crosswalk is going to become much more complicated.
So I guess you can't wait at a corner.
Well, you have to walk backwards.
Yeah, you have to just keep pace with the belt.
You
got to
kind of tread water.
So depending on the light structures, you might actually have to do more walking with the sidewalk right. conveyor belt than without.
See, I don't think like having both directions is an issue, just because I think in our normal sidewalk situation, we kind of obey the like you stay on the right side of the sidewalk and then you pass each other. So you'll just do the same thing.
The one thing that would worry me with having both on each side is that you run out of room to have a space for people to walk past. Because there will still be walkers and standers, much like on the people mover things at the airport.
Oh, I guess you're, for some reason, I was under the impression that you're not allowed to walk, but that doesn't really make sense.
No, you're definitely
walk.
Allowed.
Yeah, you're allowed
you're
to walk.
Definitely allowed to walk. Yeah, if you're doing that, it's going to take the riders twice as much effort to overtake you because they now have to go against the
right.
Against the
they like walk up behind you and then like sprint on the other side for a second to get around you.
Also, like sidewalks are pretty narrow, so like you can't have two people side by side. And then if you have like something wider, like a stroller, maybe like there's a good chance the stroller is going to be too wide for the one direction. So you're going to have like half the stroller wheels going one way and half the other stroller wheels going the other way.
That's not
seems
great.
A bit weird and inefficient.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly your baby's just doing like gradual spins as it goes down the goes down the sidewalk.
Think about how bad moving would be.
Would it be bad or would it be good?
Oh, actually, it kind of so here's the problem. It's a good thing and a bad thing. It's a bad thing because it's a good thing because it makes it easier to get your stuff from one place to another, assuming you're like moving by foot or something, you know? You just like put on the conveyor belt and wait. It's a bad thing because think about when you, like, are moving in somewhere. You, like, pull your truck up in front of it or whatever and unload stuff out front and then take it up. But you can't really do that because it's just gonna go. You can't just leave stuff on the sidewalk anymore.
I guess, the path leading up to wherever you're moving into isn't considered the sidewalk.
Right.
Yeah, you can put it in the driveway. But speaking of driveways, you do have a problem. When you are parked in the driveway and you live, say, next to a slightly busy road.
Oh.
You have to pull out.
Yeah.
Well, and that's, you is, have to stop.
So is the part of your driveway that's part of the sidewalk, or is that just the driveway? What's considered
well,
sidewalk?
And you have to cross over driveway? You have to cross over the sidewalk, or else it's just going to be 3 feet of moving sidewalk and then a driveway that's not moving, and you're not going to. Then it's just completely terrible. So it has to be a continuous.
It has to be a continuous
tread going across.
He's right.
You can't see the road from far enough back on your driveway where you're not touching the sidewalk. And once you move onto the sidewalk, your car is going to be slightly moving. And even if you can get, like, your front tires on one side and your rear tires on the back of it, anyone on the sidewalk is going to have to do that same backwards walking motion to not walk right into your car while you're, like, sitting there.
Or, alternatively, do a sick, like, 70s cop show slide across your car.
But see, I think that would be annoying. Like, the first time
would
might be
it?
Cool,
be
and then
annoying.
Every other time, it would be super annoying.
I see, I think that would be awesome all the time. If I had a, justification to do that all the time, that'd be
oh,
sweet.
Oh, no, not you doing it.
Oh.
Being in the car and people doing it to your car.
No, yeah, that'd
like,
be fucking terrible.
Yeah,
you're
that'd
right.
get annoying.
Like, four people doing the slide across your hood while you're trying to, like, go to fucking work. So, yeah, driveways break the whole thing. I don't think you can do it. Or... This is hypothetical. That's the wrong way to say it. If this existed, it would be terrible and inconvenient for everyone driving.
We can't do it anymore. No.
No.
So ends this incredibly practical, like, civic solution we thought of.
Look, sometimes I gotta scratch that city planning itch I got.
Right, yeah.
Now to move on to the house planning itch I got. What if stairs didn't exist?
So going down is easy. You have, like, slides, right? But how do you go up?
Well, I mean, you can have ramps. The problem is, how much worse are ramps than stairs?
They're kind of a good amount worse.
Well, part of it is that they have to be... that you can't go up...
They have to be shallower.
Exactly,
you need
yeah.
more ramp.
You need a lot more ramp for...
So it's going to take a lot more time to get up somewhere.
There are ladders, but you can't really carry things up ladders.
Right.
So maybe you have... Maybe what it means is that buildings have, like... a loading dock with just, like, big old ramp that winds around a bunch, and then just ladders.
So would it just be like, you have on the back end of your house, like, your back wall, like, where you might have your staircase, like, on, like, one quarter of your house, just the entire back wall of your house from left to right is one big long ramp, and that gets you to the second floor.
But how long would it take you to get up that?
Wait. Other idea. What if everyone just has an old-timey, like, crazy pulley system elevator in their house now?
But then you have to pull yourself up.
Yeah, that's why it's a crazy pulley system. So it takes you forever, but it goes up pretty easily.
What if it's a not crazy pulley system? What if you just, like, walk into your house, you just always have a harness on, and you clip onto your house harness, and then it's on tracks all around the house. And then whenever you get to a spot where you want to go onto the second floor, you just have, like, this rope that goes up from your back over a pulley and down, and then you just pull yourself up on that rope and get to the second floor.
That seems very complicated.
It's very ornate. Yeah.
It's not complicated. It's one rope. One rope over one pulley.
Well, no. Yeah, that part's not complicated. That's not the part.
It's literally
a
simple machine.
No, yeah, we get it. We understand pulleys. It's the, like fucking half a trail, like, rope system you're describing for the rest of the house.
It's just a track that your pulley goes on. Like a little ceiling track.
But why?
To get to the second floor.
Right, but... But here's my question. Why not just have one pulley in one place that you walk to, call an elevator?
He has to stay in the harness.
Yeah, you don't want to harness up every time, Ben. You want to have your harness on all the time.
I don't understand.
What if we just had conveyor belts?
What if we just had conveyor belts on ramps? The end.
Or elevators.
Elevators is actually the...
No, they're very expensive.
Why didn't we think about
elevators? Also, that's just
earlier.
My pulley idea, Chris.
Yeah, that was my pulley idea. I even said the word elevator.
My elevator goes in all three dimensions, Ben, not just up down.
That's not an elevator. That's a walk-evator.
The walk-evator.
Is that actually what it's called in the movie?
Yeah, the walk-evator.
Wait, what movie?
Willy Wonka?
Yeah.
I thought it was just called the glass elevator.
I thought at one point he calls it the Wonkavator. I think in the book it's just... Hold on. I'm going to Google this. Give me a second.
What is Willy Wonka's elevator called? The Great Glass Elevator.
Haha. Victory.
Wait. Hold on.
I'm going to search Wonkavator.
Grandpa Joe, it looks like an elevator to me. Willy Wonka. Yes, but elevators only go up. The Wonkavator goes up, down, sideways, and every other which way you can think of going. Boom. Wonkavator. I think in the book it was just the Great Glass Elevator, but in the movie...
The book is called Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator, is the follow-up book, I guess.
We're both right.
Everyone is right.
Except for Marcus.
Everyone just needs a Wonkavator. Or instead of buying a very expensive magical glass elevator...
Don't say goddamn harness.
All you just need is a pulley system. And a harness. It's so cheap and easy.
Why do you want a harness? I don't get it.
How else are you going to pull yourself up,
Ben? An elevator. Okay, anyway, we should move on.
Oh, God. All right, what's the next one?
What if there was a bottomless hole, like this conversation?
Yeah, I'd kick you in it, Ben.
That's actually the next hypothetical. What if there was a bottomless hole?
I don't even, like, what would that even mean?
It's a hole that doesn't have a bottom. It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, Chris, I don't know what you mean.
There's just a hole through the earth?
Actually, it's a good question. Hold on. Is this a hole that goes on eternally or a hole that goes on through the planet? Because those are actually very different questions.
All right, it's got to go on eternally because otherwise the answer is enough falls thing into it that eventually it just
is no longer
up.
A hole. Right.
And then you don't have a bottomless hole anymore, which defeats the point of a bottomless hole. It is right. A bottomless hole where it's just a tube. It's just a cylinder that goes all the way down forever.
If it goes down eternally, it is eventually a vacuum and therefore will suck in all of life as we know it. The end.
Yeah. Well, no.
Yay.
Yeah.
But if that weren't the case.
So here's the thing. Obviously, for the people that aren't in the hole, the bottomless hole is quite convenient.
Why would you be in the hole?
Mistakes happen.
Do people know this is bottomless?
Yes, people know. Well, I feel like people figure it out when you just keep putting garbage in there or whatever you can throw down there and it's not filling up.
Well, in your case, because you had people in the hole, so maybe some people climbed down the hole not knowing it.
How far would you have to go down a hole before you decide it's bottomless? Like, if you were on a pulley in a harness and you were lower down into the hole, how far down?
Well, you'd run out of rope.
But, like, is there a point before you run out of rope that you would... Say, like, hey, guys, I don't think this
is a bottom. How much rope is in the world?
I don't think it's about how much rope is in the world. I think rope eventually will break under the weight of its own self. Like,
That's probably true, yeah. So you're on a steel cable being lowered by a crane in a harness. How far down into this, I'm assuming, entirely pitch black, infinite hole?
I mean, you'd have no frame of reference of how fast you're going, so it's all time-based. How long would you wait there?
Yeah.
So I think you go to the end of the line. Because you're not going to have that much line. So, like, you could definitely release any amount of line in, like, 8 hours. So, like, one day. And then you're at the bottom. Then you're at the, not the bottom, of course, but your low point.
Right.
And then after that, I think you just drop, like, a quarter and you wait.
See if you hear anything.
And then when your quarter doesn't even hit, you don't hear your quarter drop, then you're like, well, fuck, that's deep.
Yeah, but what if it's just a really, really, really deep hole?
Right.
It's not a bottomless
hole.
That's
the question.
Like, when are you going to be convinced?
So I think maybe you have to send a satellite down.
Would that work?
That might work.
Because a satellite could at least go as far as... Because
you can track,
like,
how far it's going, and if it goes further than the diameter of the Earth.
Yeah, so you'd put in like the Voyager 3, and this one would need a whole lot less equipment to keep itself moving because it just wouldn't have to move. It just has to fall down a hole.
Right.
And then you put the little communicator on it, and after like however long it takes to go like past the diameter of the Earth and then, you know... past the diameter of our solar system, you'd be like, well, shit, this must be infinite because it's just not stopping.
And then you'd have to go onto the other side of the world just to make sure there is no other side of the hole, so it's not just a hole through the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to confirm that.
Well, you could call somebody that might be a little closer to the other side of the world and ask them to check.
Yeah.
You don't have to necessarily take a 180-degree hemispherical journey.
But what if there just so happens to be another bottomless hole on the other side, and they're not actually connected, but there's two bottomless holes?
You would need two satellites. So we haven't actually answered the question.
Okay, so we talked about the people on top of the hole just being like, wow, is this bottomless hole? So it's very, people out of the hole, it's very convenient. Like, there's a bunch of stuff that we don't want anymore, like
trash,
nuclear waste.
Like landfills.
Trash. Plastic. We could throw all our plastic down the hole.
Mm-hmm.
But then we'd like run it. We'd run out of resources, right?
Yeah, we should probably just try to recycle things, actually.
Well, obviously that doesn't work, or else we would do it.
I mean, you say that, and yet, we're very lazy people.
So, all we do is we drop very bad criminals and very nasty nuclear waste is the two things we drop in.
Okay.
I feel like that's how you get supervillains.
A bunch of nuclear waste and bad people throwing them all in the same spot.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess one of them could eventually... like, get too close to the radiation and grow wings and flap himself back out of the hole, and then you have, like, a whole bunch of Batmen.
See?
That
Batman
are, attacking the populace. So here's a question. Could you have a sustainable hole society?
Please elaborate.
Like a constantly falling hole society?
Yeah, so you fall down. Let's say you and your family get caught in a landslide, and you fall down this hole. It doesn't kill you, because falling doesn't kill you. It's the ground. Now,
food and water are the main concerns.
Right. So it's going to have to be a thing where, like, a bunch of garbage and stuff is continuously thrown into the hole. And I don't know
that
what those numbers are.
Wait, hold on. That doesn't work, though. Because you're falling at the same rate.
I guess you can,
no, you're not.
You can slow down your
wind
speed.
Resistance.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. You wait till someone throws out a wingsuit, and then you grab the wingsuit. And now you can slow yourself down significantly, so you can unfall in relation to the other things falling.
I
feel like there was a TV show that did this.
Was
I can't
there?
Think of what it was, though. It was like a.
There's no way this idea gets produced. This is terrible.
It was like an episode of, like, It wasn't Futurama, but it was like an episode of a Futurama-esque show.
Could have been a throwaway joke, but I don't think so. This idea we're having right now, this conversation is basically just brain hemorrhaging. Like, this is actively probably hurting my overall intelligence level as we continue. So I don't really think someone would have made it into a TV.
Marcus has no response to that.
No, it was a joke that I intended to be funny, and you guys laughed at it.
Oh, I see. Sure. Yeah, you played us. We've fallen right into your trap.
Played you just like a television set.
Was that supposed to be a joke?
I don't.
No, actually, it wasn't. It's supposed to be a very not funny joke to follow up my first funny one.
Well, success.
Yeah, I'm very on the ball today. So, could you sustain a society if you're falling down this hole?
No.
I think no, because you don't have food.
I don't think you could.
If there's enough food and stuff falling down.
I mean, you could slow your fall. So if, like, people are throwing food down after you and the food is falling faster than you, but, like, they'd have to be constantly throwing food. Like, how often are people going to throw food down? Not that often.
Hopefully at least 3 times a day.
I guess you get the scraps. You get leftovers.
Yeah.
But people don't, like, throw away water.
Water is trickier. But it rains.
It does rain.
Actually, there's a bigger issue, even with the slowing your fall thing. Because you're still going to be falling, it's still going to take food longer to reach you, and it will rot before it gets to you at a certain point.
Oh, at a certain depth.
Yeah.
Also, you have to be really careful about controlling your fall, because if you touch one of the walls, you're basically dead.
This is also true.
Yeah, you kind of just bounce off those fuckers, huh?
Yeah.
There's a lot of what you might call momentum.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, okay, that kills you. Then the food rotting kills the long-term solution, so you cannot have a sustainable society in a bottomless hole.
Unfortunately.
We solved that one.
God, why are they so dumb? This is the dumbest
lightning
round.
Even for us, this is pretty dumb. Let's continue, please.
All right, Ben. What if all animals had giraffe-length necks?
It would be really funny looking. I don't know. Chickens would be swans. Wait, okay, actually, hold on.
How long is giraffe's neck?
Important clarification that I don't know what I want the correct answer to be. Are we saying that all of them have necks that are proportional to their body and the way that a giraffe's is, or that all of them are giraffe-length? Because both are hilarious.
So, we're just going to throw the mental image of 45 ants with actual giraffe with, like, 38-inch giraffe necks. We're going to throw that one into the ether with very tiny, skinny necks with little ant heads on top and a whole bunch of those together.
Important question. Do ants have necks?
I don't think so.
Do they gain necks?
Do neckless beings get bonus necks?
With their amazing necks, ants don't need high hopes to do heavy lifting. Oh, yeah, they got necks.
All right,
they got
necks. Next for days.
Next for days. let's say giraffe scale next, just for, like, my sanity.
Yeah, let's do that one.
Because I just imagine a mouse with a giraffe length neck and it broke me. Oh, I don't like this. I don't like this hair snake I've envisioned.
Oh no, I just imagined my cat. No.
What does a snake look like?
Oh, that's actually, wait, where?
Is it just a longer snake?
It's just a longer snake.
Yeah, snakes just get 10% longer.
Snakes just become more snake.
Which is pretty good for them.
Yeah.
Good work, snakes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, oh god, frogs are weird. Can frogs still jump? I don't think frogs can jump anymore, guys.
They can like now like cartwheel, like their center of mass is all wrong.
They just flop. They just like flop their like butt forward a little bit over their giant neck, and then like snake. Everything is snakes all the way down. Any small animal is now a snake.
What animal is the biggest loser?
Oh
shit, turtles aren't happy with this one.
Oh, turtles have
a
problem.
They can't get in their shell.
Turtles, yeah.
Or worse, they can.
Oh no. Oh god. Why?
Just like a snake charmer like type music comes out and a whole turtle starts, this turtle head just starts like coming out of the shell.
It's a very similar answer for like hermit crabs and snails.
Yeah. Any animal with a really big head, like alligators, not super thrilled.
Oh, this is all super weird. I don't like thinking about these. Why'd you make me do this?
This is really weird.
One very last one. What happens to like a spider? Because they're like one half of their body is not the neck. Oh god. Never mind. I just envisioned the spider and now I don't need to anymore.
Like at least spiders are small, so the neck is small, but like it's not good.
The daddy long legs is the biggest loser.
Wait, hold on. Does it die long legs? Does it?
It's
is
like
it just,
all.
It's
head.
All body. What is it? What is it? Just the head is bigger now. I don't. Or does nothing happen?
It just has a neck sticking out of its body and no.
I was actually thinking
else.
About because it's funny you say that because I was also thinking about jellyfish and I don't know what happens there because they don't really have. They're just kind of all jellyfish. There's not like. There's like tentacle
it's
and
a very
not tentacle.
Tall top. A very tall top to it.
I guess octopus at least has like octopus. I would say kind of has. Well, I guess no because the mouth is on the bottom, isn't it?
Huh. Yeah.
Huh. So. Huh. I don't know.
I'm looking at pictures of spiders now, and the spiders, all the legs come out of the head part, not the butt part.
Oh.
So now they just have like hair.
Oh no. Oh god, I just thought about bears. Bears are weird, guys. Bears make me really unhappy.
Is there any animal that's not weird? I guess snakes, we
snakes,
determine
yeah, snakes
weird.
Aren't weird.
Giraffes are okay.
Giraffes are okay. I mean, like, horses and zebras are just differently colored giraffes now, right?
I guess, like, ostriches sort of have the same proportions.
Yeah.
Yeah, flamingos, things like that are all right.
Yeah, that's fine. Fish are also just kind of more fish. They're just longer fish. God, I really don't like bears. Bears, I'm very unhappy about bears, guys. I'm sorry. Because here's the problem, is that, okay, a bear's body, I feel, is not that far off from the size of a giraffe's body. So your point is like a giraffe head and neck on a bear, and God, that's fucking weird. I don't like it. I really don't like this.
You see, Ben, your mistake is that... You are in a Dungeons & Dragons campaign that is run by yours truly.
Oh, no.
And I have full license to simply take your giraffe bear idea.
Please don't add long-necked bears.
And insert them directly into my campaign and directly behind you, your character.
A long-necked bear is basically just a furry brontosaurus, which is not good.
Long-necked bear sounds like it could be like an actual species, though.
It really does. I almost just Googled it. I don't want to.
All right, we're gonna leave the weird animal stuff behind and go into weird people stuff, I guess. Chris, what if we had exoskeletons?
What if we had exoskeletons? What are exoskeletons actually made of? Is it like
chitin?
Chitin? What's chitin?
I believe it's chitin.
Chitin. You're correct.
What is that?
It's basically. I think it's made out of the. It's like very similar to like fingernails.
So, like, the strength of it isn't, like, equivalent to bone.
Let's see. Well, I mean, so, like crabs
I guess
have...
like, proportionally, it'd be thicker.
Crabs have, like, their shells are chitinous.
Right, okay.
So they can be... It can be thick.
So, this is saying we don't have our normal skeletons?
We do not have regular skeletons.
Yeah, we don't need them anymore. We got exoskeletons.
We've got exoskeletons.
Yeah, out with the endoskeleton and with the exoskeleton. That was a really confusing sentence to say, actually, it turned out.
Out with the exoskeleton and with the endoskeletons.
I'm assuming it would be a relatively strong exoskeleton because we are still alive as a species, so...
Yeah, so The typical problems with scaling up exoskeletons is that they are very heavy and your muscles are weak and you will collapse under the weight of your own exoskeleton and die in a crumpled heap. Let's say it's like a carbon fiber exoskeleton.
Yeah, we evolved good.
We evolved good. Yeah, we got lucky. We natural crit our evolution roll.
Okay, so here's a question. Do we still wear clothes? I feel like a lot of the reason that we wear clothes as like a society is as protection from the elements. But now we have an exoskeleton.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't right. have to.
Yeah, I don't think
maybe
we
just
would.
For style.
Right.
We probably just have accessories.
You have
like,
yeah, decorations.
You can still wear a scarf.
But I don't think we would just have like ever worn clothes because I guess for like warmth, but like
I assume exoskeletons have some sort of insulation.
Right, but I'm assuming also that like we would still live in the same areas we do, and, you know, there's a reason that, like, bugs die in the winter, and it's that they're stupid.
The answer is that they're stupid and didn't store any acorns.
Right. Maybe that's not relevant, but you know what?
Okay, so here's the problem. Here's what would scare me about having an exoskeleton, is that if one of my bones breaks, it sucks, but I got like, a squishy sack to kind of, like, keep myself together until that bone is fixed.
Mm-hmm.
If I get hit in, like, if I am fighting a man who is wielding a hammer and he hits me in the abdomen with his hammer and my exoskeleton cracks, now I got, like, a hole in me, but the rest of me is just squish.
Do exoskeletons not... They repair themselves, right?
Yes, but, like, in the moment...
Yeah, in the moment I have a hole and all my squish is coming out of the hole.
Also, important thing that I'm thinking of right now... Say in the situation where you're hit by a hammer-wielding man, because this is the sub-hypothetical you've posited. Say you get hit in the leg and a chunk comes out. That kind of ruins the entire structural integrity of your leg. Isn't your leg going to kind of just like...
Oh, if it collapses on itself?
Yeah.
Also, getting hit in the leg is the worst because all the squish... There's going to be more squish leaking out because the squish is going to start leaking out. You're going to lose your leg squishes.
Right.
And then the rest of the squish is going to go down.
You know what? I think exoskeletons are actually pretty bad for anything that's not tiny. That's kind of what I'm realizing now.
What's the biggest thing that has an exoskeleton? I mean, crabs get pretty big, right?
There's big crabs. Lobsters. There's big old lobsters. Can't lobsters theoretically just grow, like, infinitely? Isn't that a thing?
So it's the Japanese spider crab, which are huge if you've never seen them.
Am I wrong about that? Can't lobsters just grow, like... With enough food, just grow, like, eternally?
I'm sure there's some sort of limit.
No, they don't have a thing that tells them to stop growing.
Yeah.
There might be practical limits about how much food they can obtain and how much...
Like, yeah, that's what the limit would be. But, like, I think there is no, like, hypothetical max to the size of a... Hold on, now I'm trying to find this.
Oh, God, I love... There's... I'm on worldbuilding.stackexchange.com. Where people, I guess, ask questions about the hypothetical worlds they're building. And this person wants to add exoskeletal creatures. I just love this paragraph. On a world I'm building, I have a species of creatures that evolved from crustaceans. The problem is that while they have an exoskeleton, they also live in a world with the same gravity as Earth. I have thought of a few solutions from an extra internal skeleton to internal exoskeletal partitions to hold critical organs in place. But they all seem to feel like excuses and not features.
I found the lobster answer. So they're actually... So... Technically, yes, they have no, like, nothing that makes them stop growing, but they have to grow by molting, and molting requires a bunch of energy, and there is, like, a point where they'll stop molting and eventually die because it just takes too much energy for them to molt. But the largest lobster on record was caught in 1977 in Nova Scotia and weighed 44 pounds, 6 ounces, and measured 3.5 feet in length, which, oh my god, that sounds absolutely terrifying.
Jesus. That thing will take, that'll take out some ankle chitin with those claws.
Yeah.
I guess also being underwater helps with the weight of the exoskeleton.
This is probably true, yeah.
There's nothing like above water.
I saw too, there used to be an ancient shrimp that was like 6 feet long.
Yeah, that's also terrifying. Shrimp are fucking weird, guys. You ever just look at a shrimp?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. They're not a pleasant thing to scale up. They're very like... Lovecraftian when you really get down to it.
Have you ever eaten like the big shrimp with their head still on and everything?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, one, they're delicious and you should do it. And it's two, yeah.
It's not too much work.
No, okay. So here's the thing with the big like ocean shrimp is that okay, getting the meat out of the head's kind of annoying. You have to kind of sort of suck it out and it looks really weird. And it's kind of disgusting. But the meat is delicious. But then once you're past like that part, it's just like a big shrimp. It's not that bad.
They always put like a ton of sauce on the shell, but you take the shell off and the meat doesn't have the sauce on it anymore.
Oh, see, the ones I got were just like grilled, just like seasoned, and they weren't like sauce, which I think makes it easier.
But it's still the same situation. The seasoning doesn't get on the meat.
I'm trying to remember the shrimp that I had. Maybe they had the heads on still, but they had de-shelled the... I can't remember. Anyway, shrimp are weird. That was the main point, I guess.
I feel like we haven't solved many of these. We've mostly just talked about how crazy things would be.
Yeah, this is true.
That's this whole episode, basically.
We do have one question that you guys will have to provide a straight and definitive answer to, and that is our Would You Rather question of the day. Chris, I'll let you be the keeper of the Would You Rather question this week and let you ask me the question for a change of pace.
Okay. Would you rather have constantly dry eyes or a constant runny nose?
Ooh.
Dry eyes, runny nose.
Ooh, this is a toughie. This is a toughie.
Runny nose is really annoying. Dry eyes are also very annoying.
I feel like I could put up with runny nose easier, but it makes you such a worse person to interact with.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's nothing that makes someone sound sicker or more miserable than a runny nose, where they're just like, I'm sorry, guys.
And, like, if you're in a silent room, there's always that one person that's just always sniffing. You'll be that person.
Oh, well, no, you're going to have, like, a canal system.
Oh, no.
Like, you're going to have, like, whatever a reverse beer hat is.
Oh, God.
That's going to hook up right to your nose.
So you have, like, canisters attached to your belt and then tubes coming from them into your nose.
Oh, my God. You could just wear, like, a Bane mask. That would actually be kind of awesome.
Or you do like, when some people are sick, they'll wear the mask, like the coffee mask, the doctor mask, whatever you call it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I'm putting my hand in front of my face in the shade, but you can't see it, and it's ruining my audio quality. It's
like a surgical mask.
That's the one, surgical mask. So you could just wear one of those and just be like, yeah, I'm a germaphobe, so I just don't want to get sick.
Wait, no, that's awful, because then it just fills up with mucus.
Yeah, then it just gets super gross.
No. This is the cover to your irrigation system, because you have tubes then that lie underneath the mask and head back towards, like, I guess, a secret backpack or something, like something thin and discreet.
How do you think this mask works? It just goes over your mouth. You're gonna see the tubes.
No, it goes up past your nose, like over your nose.
But like, it's just right, the front of your face.
The tubes have to go somewhere, though. The tubes are gonna come out of the mask at some point.
Yeah.
So it goes back. It goes back a certain amount, and then you have grown your hair long to help conceal it.
Okay, and so like, you have to keep it
secret.
So
you need long hair, which is not a downside. And so people that know you very well will know about your nose problem, because they'll like, hey, why don't you come inside and take off your mask? My house isn't full of disease. And you'll be like, actually, it's not diseases that I'm worried about. It's this particular disease I have where my nose runs all the time.
I mean, would it be better instead of like draining it like you are just to plug it up? You could just plug it up.
Well, if it's always running.
I don't know how it works, because if you plug it up, will it like build up in your nose?
I think it would have to, and that just sounds worse to me.
Yeah. Or it goes down your throat, which is very bad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. I'm getting grossed out just thinking about it. How about them dry eyes, though, on the other side of the coin?
So dry eyes affects like a main functionality of your, like a main sense that you use.
How much relief would eye drops provide?
I was wondering that, too.
I don't usually use eye drops, so I don't really know. You could have like a Bane-like mask that's dripping eye drops into your eyes.
You just like sunglasses that have like little water squirters built in.
Yeah, that'll work.
That seems less pleasant to constantly be getting shot in the eyes with water than having the running nose bit.
I mean, it doesn't need to be like, it could be just be like a pleasant mist of eye drops into your eyes.
Okay, so you have like a pair of misting glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, but they can't be glasses or else they would mist up. So they need to be like lensless misting glasses.
I think this is going to be just as annoying as having an always running nose, and also your eyes are itchy a lot of the time still. I think you have to just deal with it.
Yeah, so we're trying to solve it, but what if we just had to deal with having it and not solving it?
If you have to just deal with having it, I think I go with dry eyes. Oh, God, but I wear contacts. Oh, no.
Yeah, contacts
I guess I have to wear harder. Glasses.
Yeah, you can't wear contacts.
You can't wear contacts. That's not going to go well. I think I still go dry eyes.
Really? No, it's got to be the nose. The dry eyes irritate the hell out of me. You can put up with this stuff. You can put up with
the nose. The dry eyes really only affects you. The runny nose affects other people.
No, I agree. I agree. I said the first thing I said was that the runny nose is terrible for everybody else.
Yeah.
To interact with you. But even given that, I think the amount it would annoy me to have dry eyes all the time where I can't even like look at shit or focus on anything with my eyeballs would be way worse than just just having drippy drips.
This is a hard one.
I'm going to go dry eyes.
And Mark, you're going runny nose?
I'm going nose.
I'm going to have to go nose.
Bam! Yes, finally! I convinced one of you to agree with me. How's the feel then beyond the odd one out?
I thought
the one
was incorrect. We were on a team, Chris.
Nope. I have no allegiance to you.
I need to reevaluate
some
things.
You and your dry eyes can just see yourself out.
I can't. They're too dry.
All right. And while Ben is seeing himself out, now that he is not looking over your shoulder, now you, the listener, are free to go over to iTunes or Google Play or Stitcher or wherever you listen to your podcasts and can leave reviews and leave us a wonderful review telling us how much you enjoyed listening to our podcast. And if you super duper hate it and want to leave us a 1-star review, well, maybe you just don't bother. But if you did enjoy us and want to show your support, leaving a review is a great way to help us, one, validate ourselves, but also to
get noticed.
More reviews help the show grow and help more people find it as we appear higher and higher in the search engine optimization results. And we can trick all the big wigs at Apple and Google to have people listen to our dumb podcast. So if you could help us in that endeavor, that would be absolutely fantastic.
Get us into the algorithms.
Mm. Yes, the algorithms. Or as Al Gore puts it, the algorithms.
He just calls them rhythms.
Oh.
Stupid fucking joke.
Oh.
Oh. All of this better make the cut. Anyway, join us next week where Marcus finishes saying this.
Yeah, anyway, join us next week where we answer the following question. What if you got 1% faster every month?